Sometimes composers find their greatest inspiration by fashioning something new out of something old. Respighi was that kind of composer. In 1931, he took pieces for lute and guitar, originally written in the 16th and 17th centuries, and artfully arranged them for full string orchestra. The Kalamazoo Symphony Strings will play Respighi's Ancient Airs and Dances at our next concert. The first dance, called Italiana, flows from a sensibility of elegance and understatement. The upper string melody is bolstered by pizzicato in the cellos. It's followed by a more somber, courtly air, given voice by the violas. But this seriousness is pushed aside in favor of a little quick step. The festive mood keeps going with joyous energy. Full chords ring out in the violins. Before long, the violas cast an admonishing eye over the festivities, and decorum prevails once more. Respighi lived from the late 1800s to 1936. His Italian training was supplemented with studies in Russia and Germany, and one of his major influences was the music of Richard Strauss. It's astounding to realize that Respighi, who wrote gigantic works like The Pines of Rome, could also write such gentle string pieces. In the third dance, Siciliana, his mastery of orchestration stays true to the sound a solo lute might have made. In a variation of the theme, some of the violins continue with the tune, while the other strings trip lightly down a descending scale. The final dance is a passacaglia, a dramatic theme with recurring harmonies. It's a virtuoso exercise for the string players. When the entire string orchestra lets loose, the sound is tremendous. Our upcoming concert is a perfect opportunity for you to experience the elegance and power of the Kalamazoo Symphony string section. I know you'll be enthralled.